Can I heal myself? No, I am whole. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Can I heal myself? And the answer is no, I am whole. So often we want to change something that we are experiencing. We want to change a condition in our body, a cold, cancer, any number of ugly things that we do not want. And so we go about trying to change them, trying to clean them out, trying to wash them away, trying to get rid of them, trying to stop those ugly things from happening in our life. And of course, the more we stop trying, the more we try stopping them, the more they continue being. The more we try working at changing an appearance, the more the appearance exacerbates itself, develops itself, enlarges itself to be something that we do not want in our life. Now, we all know that I am whole and perfect. I am born whole. I am whole from the beginning. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I am whole. I am the divine. I am absolutely wonderful. I am fantastic. I am glorious right now and always will be, always was, and can never be any different. But I can paint an appearance on me. I can paint an illusion and believe that that illusion is the real me. I can believe that the illusions that I think about are the real me. And by thinking that these things are the real me, I empower them to be an appearance in my life. I empower them to be an experience that I have. And whether I like it or not, I am making them appear as though they are my reality. But I don't have any money. But I am sick. But my body has this disease. Yes, those are all things that are illusions. Are they always true? Is that sickness always there? Is that poverty always there? If someone came along and gave you some money, would you be in poverty? If you had an experience, would you have that experience continue? Would the illusion that you have continue to be there? No. It's constantly changing. But we do, and we are, infatuated with illusions, with appearances. We want to change our attitude. We want to change our way of thinking. We want to think properly. Not that we want to heal ourselves, but we want to recognize that we are already whole. And we want to return to our original purity and integrity. And when we return to our original purity and integrity, we are returning to our original wholeness. That is that by which and for which, through which, and on which we are created. We are nothing more or less than perfect. We are a divine idea that is expressed and is fulfilled in us. Now we can take dust and put it over that divine idea and pretend that the divine idea is not there. We can do all sorts of things to make us believe that the divine idea is not our reality. And the more we make ourselves believe it, the more we tend to think that way, whether it is true or not. And it does not have to be true, does not have to be our reality, it does not have to be who we are, but we believe it. We follow it because it's an experience we have. If you hit your finger with a hammer, it hurts. Now, is that finger going to come back to its original purity? Possibly. If you worry the finger, you say, oh my gosh, it's all crushed and it's all, and the bones are all splintered, and, da, 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 and you go on and on and on and on. Well, nature has a way of returning us to our original purity and integrity if we'll let it happen. Nature has a way of taking care of all of the nonsense that we do to ourselves. Nature follows a divine design. And the divine design is that which we were from the beginning, is that which we always are. The divine design never changes. I return to my original purity and integrity. I don't return to it. I return in awareness to it. As I am aware of it, I experience it. And only when I become aware of it do I experience it. I cannot have it until I do. Can I heal myself? No, I'm whole. I can return in my awareness to my original purity, and in returning to my awareness to my original purity, I can enjoy it. I can once again enjoy the reality of who and what I am. As I am a divine being, as I am whole and perfect, as I am created as an ideal idea in the consciousness of the allness, I am that idea. Now, why I would ever want to go away from that is a mystery, but sometimes it does happen. Can I return to it easily and quickly and perfectly? Any time that I want. And I return to it only by my constant reaffirmation of the truth about myself. No matter how many times I say, I'm sick, because the appearances are there, it doesn't make me more sick, it just makes me sick. It just makes me continue to be sick because I am putting that cause in motion. But as I, contrary to the appearance, say, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. You know, I know, if someone were to come up to me and say, when I'm just feeling as low as I can be, just feeling sick as I could be, and someone comes up to me and says, Herb, guess what? Yeah, guess what? Well, you know, your mother, she was dying of cancer. Yeah, I know. Well, and the doctors just said it was a misdiagnosis. She is not dying of cancer. She is whole and perfect. She's mending the little bit of experience that she's had, and she's whole and perfect. And her body is recuperating beautifully. She's jumping back into her original purity and integrity. She's fantastic. And she wants to talk to you. She wants to say hi. She wants to tell you how wonderful she feels. And she wants to tell you how much she appreciates the good things you've been thinking about her and the good prayers. But I haven't been thinking good things about her. I haven't been thinking prayers about her because I've been so worried about her. Well, someone has. Perhaps it was your mom herself. Your mom thinking good thoughts about herself and realizing, hey, I don't have to die. I don't have to have this sick body. I can have a totally wonderful, perfect body by just putting the cause in motion to have a perfectly wonderful body. And then she goes about doing it. Now, can you do that for yourself? Can you put a totally whole and perfect body in for yourself? If I came up and told you that, what would you do? Wow! You jump out of your lethargy, you jump out of your feeling of sadness, and you say, wow, I'm so happy for my mom, I'm so happy. And that happiness would bubble through you, and you would forget all about your illness, whatever it may be. You would forget about how bad it was, or how good it was, or how much it was, or how little it was, and you would just be thinking about how wonderful it was that your mom is getting ready to climb out of bed and go and get back to living and back to doing the wonderful things that she's so capable of doing. We can all live our entire lifetime. We can all live every single day of our life in wholeness if we keep our thoughts based on wholeness. We can live every moment of our life. We can live 100. We can live 200. We can live an infinite number of years, and we do. And we can live this period, in a body that is whole and perfect. We can return to our original purity and integrity in our consciousness and enjoy it by just saying, I am whole, I am whole, I am whole, I am whole. We can say, I'm whole and perfect. We can say, I am divine. I am the ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. We can say all these wonderful things about ourselves. It doesn't matter. But just get that wonderful thing going, that wonderful thought going. Get that wonderful affirmation going about yourself, as to who you are, and what you are, and why you are, and all the great things that you are. And say it again and again and again and again and again. And as you say it again and again and again, it will be something that you'll experience right now. It's not a matter that it'll come tomorrow. It's a matter that you experience it right now. Is this what you want? It's what I want. It's what I choose for myself. It's why I will not allow anyone in my consciousness to think that I think I'm not well. Everyone who looks at me thinks I am perfect. They think I'm whole and perfect. They think I live in an ideal body. But you, Herb, you can do these things. Isn't that a wonderful way to think? Thank you. Yes, I can do these things. And so can everyone else. All you have to do is choose what type of thinking you're going to think, and then think it. And as you think the type of thinking that is going to bring about success and happiness brightness, goodness, joy, harmony, wonder, wholeness, then that's what you experience. Today, I claim this for myself 100%. It's all that I know, it's all that I am, and it's all that I ever choose to be. I am the happiest guy you can ever imagine. Join with me in that. And as you're joining with me, I love you. I love you. I love you.